Hey guys, it's Erin Andrews from Calm Down with Erin and Carissa. So they say you can't plan for the unexpected, but whoever said that obviously didn't know about Aflac. You probably know the Aflac Duck, but you might not know what Aflac can do for you. For example, did you know they pay cash that can help with expenses health insurance doesn't cover? If you get sick or injured, Aflac pays cash that can be put towards copays and deductibles to even non-medical expenses like rent or your mortgage payments. It's completely up to you. Get help with expenses health insurance doesn't cover. Visit aflac.com to learn more.
I'm John Betts with my colleague Richard Epstein, Professor Richard Epstein of the Civitas Institute at the University of Texas at Austin, as well as teaching law at NYU and the University of Chicago. Tariffs. The tariff story since April has been chaotic and impossible to summarize, other than the fact that around the world there are people waiting day to day as to what the chief executive is going to say about a bilateral trade deal between the United States and X, Y, and Indonesia. However, we come to a challenge that I believe is before the Supreme Court. And the challenge is important because I don't know where it is. I remember thinking that it's going to be resolved. There is a suggestion, Professor, that the president does not have the power he is exercising because his power is based on the International Emergency Economic Powers Act passed by Congress. That does not apply to declaring trade imbalances or an emergency. Do I summarize correctly? And where is that proceeding in the courts?
Well, I mean, you summarize it correctly. And to say that a condition that has existed for the past 100 years is an emergency mocks the meaning of the term emergency, which refers to sudden events. And the usual way in which you get involved with these kinds of disputes is somebody seizes money from some other party and you're trying to figure out how you get it back. And you're allowed to put together all sorts of complicated institutions directed to the illicit proceeds that are gained by those transactions. Nothing remotely like that has happened here. So why does Trump basically refer to this as an emergency? He's a wily politician, not a principled one. And what he says, if I can persuade the rest of the world that trade imbalances are an emergency, then I could regulate tariffs for the rest of the world. If I can only do the traditional kinds of things, then I may be able to put together complicated commissions to deal with a single theft or a single explosion that leads to financial losses, but I can only cover one country and only for a very short period of time. When it went to the International Trade Court, who has jurisdiction over these things, they said this is an abuse of delegated authority. There's some people like my friend Jack Olson who said it's a close case. I do not agree with that. There is a very long tradition that, again, I do not agree with, which says that there's no such thing as an anti-delegation doctrine or a non-delegation doctrine, which is in effect a doctrine which says that Congress can't slough off this to somebody inferior body. My view is that the Congress is absolutely seated to these things, and it cannot cede the power to the president to do something of this particular nature. If you want to have a comprehensive tariff bill, it has to pass it. So what the president does is he jumbles these sums, and he's become, as his derisive critics have called him, the taco man, right? And Trump always chickens out. Because what happens is if he tries to put these tariffs in place, he's going to wreck the economy. So every time I look at the stock market, if it's going up, I said, well, people don't believe Trump today. And when he says something crazy, I look up and say, oh, the market's down 500 points. It must be that he's starting to get on his high horse again. So what is he trying to do? Back in April, Liberation Day, that's Enslavement Day. What he announces is, I want to have deals with every one of 90 countries within 90 days. Well, those 90 days, John, have come and gone. And you know how many deals we have? None.
We have a handful.
Well, no, they're preliminary deals. And understand that they're not sort of final working agreements, because you know to do a system of tariffs, if you're going to make it good by good or service by service, you have to deal with thousands of items.
I take your case that it's not going well, but will the court nix everything?
So it should. What happened was the trade court was 100% right. I did sign a brief, I want to disclose this, one written by my friend Michael McConnell and Josh Klaber, which essentially said, oh, my God, you can't do this. And they won everything. And then the appellate court stays it, which is just wrong. And it's going to get to an appellate court first and then to the Supreme Court. But the longer this thing has stayed, the more chaos the president could run. If you basically announce tomorrow that Mr. Trump has no power under the Emergency Act to do anything than to deal with emergency, the stock market goes up 3,000 points. Because a man essentially is completely destructive. There are no deals to be had.
The example of Brazil stands out, Professor, because Mr. Trump and a Truth Social said he was raising Brazil to 50% because of its persecution of the previous president with lawfare. That is not about Emergency Act. That isn't even pretend that it's about trade imbalance. That's a personality that he's threatening Lula da Silva because the previous president is under investigation for the coup attempt.
It's just inexcusable that he should do that.
Well,
He's also meddling in foreign affairs in a way that he doesn't have any right to do.
Does the example I just gave weigh on the courts when they make this decision that the president is not consistent with his own claims?
Well, let me tell you, there's always two ways to read that. Wes, we're going to write a narrow decision which says that the president doesn't have emergency authority to impose taxes or tariffs in order to get rid of his political enemy, but he does have it in order to deal with trade imbalances. And so you can slap him down on the one and allow the other. But the whole point about this is there no such thing as trade imbalances as an emergency. Oh, when Michael McConnell wrote the brief, he wrote a pure brief, which says it just doesn't fit into the definition of what's an emergency. I take a somewhat different view, not that that's wrong, but if you actually look at it, this is insane. It turns out there is no reason why trade imbalances between two countries ought to matter. It's a system-wide issue. And if you're trying to get trade between two countries on a parity, it's roughly like the following. You make widgets.
30 seconds, Professor.
You make widgets, and what I do is I buy them from you.
Yeah.
But I have nothing that I can sell to you that you want because I bought your widgets. So you want the trade balances to be done system-wide, not on a two-party basis. And what Trump wants to do is to have nation-by-nation deficit deals. And he thinks, just to end on this, where there's a positive balance for the United States, that's sacred. Where there's a negative balance, it has to be zero. This is a man who lives on intellectual fantasy, and he has to be stopped.
Professor Richard Epstein of the Civitas Institute at the University of Texas at Austin. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
What if every student had a tutor and personalized learning was available to everyone? What if every family had a financial guide and their investments made for an optimistic future? What if every doctor could diagnose you in seconds and healthcare visits felt more personal? What if your business never slept and every customer's shopping experience felt like it was designed especially for them? It can with Agentforce, the powerful AI from Salesforce.
Hey everyone, this is Carrie Champion, the host of Naked Sports.
The all-new 2025 Nissan Armada Pro4X provides freedom. Freedom to explore, to go wherever you want, with your whole crew and all your toys. With a twin-turbo V6 engine, 8,500 pounds of towing capacity, and seating for eight, this unshakable fortress of a vehicle is built to take you on your next adventure. Drive the all-new 2025 Nissan Armada today. Learn more at NissanUSA.com. Intelligent four-wheel drive cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
We all deserve some yay in our day. So say hello to Hello. Hello makes oral and personal care products that add wonder to your routine, like a toothpaste that makes brushing fun for kids. It's called Unicorn Sparkle Toothpaste. It tastes like rainbows and sunshine, works brilliantly, and it's fun. So it's pretty much magic. And for the adults, Hello Anti-Plaque and Whitening Toothpaste, which is just as good without the unicorns. Visit HelloProducts.com and let Hello add some everyday yay into your life.